Bear's Labor Day clearance is back. Score up to 70% off everything home and end summer with can't-miss surprise flash deals. All with fast shipping right to your doorstep. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 3rd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Now it's crazy. It's pretty
awesome.
That's cool.
That's fun. I had a miserable day. just the worst.
Oh.
Nothing's going. Well, that's not true. It's ups and downs, right? It always feels like one step forward, two steps back, but I think I have to find a new day job finally. I love the people that I work for.
Yeah.
But gas is $5 a gallon, or it's gonna be pretty soon. You know, rent's up 20%. In St. Pete, or it might even be 25%. My rent's going up over a period of time. They were nice enough to at least do that for me. You know, food's more expensive. Everything's more expensive. Yeah. And I haven't gotten a raise in 8 years. So I'm looking at similar jobs online, and I'm almost embarrassed to say how much money I make, but I make $15 an hour for the job that I have.
Yeah, I got you.
And which was pretty good 8 years ago. That was good. That kept me in an apartment and, you know, kept me alive.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, with that no bump, you know, now I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And they were very generous with a Christmas bonus. I got to give them props for that. But I'm kind of living on that right now. And that's not going to be here too much longer. So, you know, I don't know what to do. I even asked, there's another lady that works in the office, Snoozy McGee.
Right.
Remember the tales of her?
Oh, yeah.
I'll never get to witness her sleep in the middle of the day ever again because the office is gone. They do like little stuff. Like they have insurance for her. I don't have insurance. They did buy me the, it's not medical. It's like a doctor that you pay for. They have a special term for it. It's like Netflix for a doctor.
Gotcha.
I can't remember what they call it. Direct primary care. So you pretty much pay a subscription fee to a doctor-ish type of dude.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's really nice of them to do. It's like $60 a month. Okay.
Okay.
I asked them if they would do me a favor. I got a life insurance quote. I was talking to Tim, and he's like, you need to get life insurance. And I go, I guess I probably do. I'm approaching 40. You know, I mean, it's not like 40. No, if I died now, they would be like, oh, that sucks. But it would be like, well, he's, you know, 40. It's not totally unusual that people die at 40. So I'm like, yeah, that's a good point, because I wouldn't want to burden, you know, my parents or anything, and I don't have a spouse, but... You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to, with bills, I want to make sure that that's at least covered so they don't have to deal with that on top of my death, my untimely death. So I got a quote for life insurance, $100,000 policy, $17 for me. I should have got it a long time ago because it would have been way cheaper. Yeah, $17 a month, though. I go, okay, well, that seems doable. So I go, well, maybe I can get my daytime bosses to split that cost. So it's like $8 and some change for them a month. And I figured that would be no problem. And they just sold, keep in mind, they just sold the office. They got like a lot of money for it, $400,000 for this dumperousky house. But it's just property's crazy right now. So I figured this would be no problem. You know, they'll do it for sure. I sent it out to them and I said, as a courtesy, if you would help me out with this, I'd appreciate it. Because they do it for Snoozy, right? So why not do it? You got to do it for me too. Right? Or you don't have to, but you would think that they would be like, oh yeah, sure, no problem. We do it for Snoozy.
Fair,
we'll do it for
especially,
you.
You know, you're a man. You're supposed to get paid more than her.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah.
Right? But no, that's not the case, Johnny, believe it or not.
Oh.
So I sent him, I said, hey, it's $17, you know. I didn't hear anything. And then I followed up a few days later, and one of the guys goes, and you know how you can't tell tone in text?
Yeah.
So it just says this. Her situation is different. I'm inclined to not participate.
Oh.
And there was something about that phrasing that just sent me into a rage. I was shaking. I was so mad.
Wow.
So I guess it's time. I gotta end up moving on. I guess finally it sucks. But.
I mean, yeah. I mean, at some point, yeah. You're not making enough money. I mean, you know, the peel the curtain back in my life. I got accepted today. I got an offer for a day job, and well, I guess I didn't get accepted. I accepted.
Mm-hmm.
They offered me a job. I accepted. So you know, I'll be doing starting, I got what, 11 days I start. So April 11th, I'll be starting. So as long as I pass my background check.
I will say that sucks, but also congratulations at the same time.
Yeah, my life's about to become really, really hectic again, you know, probably worse than it was before, because at least with poker, there were some days where I could get out early, you know what I mean? Like, right. You go in, it's slow, and they let you go home. With this new job, it's a 40-hour a week job in the off season, and then when it picks up, I've been told through, like, September through, like, December, expect to work 70 hours a week, including weekends. So, but
wait, why?
The money, because it's a sales position, insurance.
Why is there a busy season though for that?
Insurance, health insurance. They go through like this.
Oh, because policies end. I see.
Yeah. Okay. And so, but the good news is you make a ton of money during those 70 hour weeks.
Yeah.
Like a ton of money. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going from you know, not making anything in the daytime to making seven times more than I make on the radio in the daytime. So yeah, I mean, and of course I'm not quitting the radio. I'm gonna, as long as I can, I'm going to continue to do both jobs. You know, I don't know how long I can do that, but I'll do it as long as I can.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and I say that sucks because it sucks because we have this job, which is, you know, now it's only 2 hours. You know, we used to have 3 hours,
right?
But you know, I work on this all day,
right?
And I'm not compensated for. And I mean, work is relative. You know, I'm not roofing a house. Obviously, it's right. Not like intensive work, but you got to sit in front of a computer and find compelling stories, or try to at least. And so I spent a lot of time doing that, and it stinks that, you know, we do the same job, you know, that other people do on this station. But it's just a different, it's different because of the listenership and the time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're working just as hard as they are, but we're, you know, obviously not compensated like they are. So it's a bummer. It stinks. And like, I work these two jobs and I'm good at them. Number one, I work hard at them and I'm still struggling. It's so frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what else. I don't know what to do. Now I'm like, am I going to get a third job?
I know, dude.
A third job?
That's the thing that annoys me more than anything. I wish that we could both just make a living entertaining people, like, you know, doing what we love to do. I mean, we're just not fortunate enough to be there yet. You know, there are people that do it, and, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm not mad at them for it. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's just not what's happening for us, you know, right now, you know, and we just have to keep at it, buddy. It's all you can do. I mean, I'm going on, September would be 9 years I'm at the station, so.
Yeah, you know. it's frustrating. But you know what I was thinking? There's a lot of things that I can do. Now with COVID, and this is kind of what kind of changed it too, as far as, you know, they gave me a lot of flexibility with this job. So it was worth taking a little bit of a pay cut to be like, hey, I won't be here. You know, I'm doing the morning show, you know.
Right.
So, and they're like really supportive of that. They're like, yeah, cool. That's awesome. And yeah, just come in when you're done. So obviously I won't have that flexibility with a new place.
Yeah.
Especially if it's with a, you know, a big corporate. I work for a big corporation, but it's like franchises. So it's little individual. So I don't have to answer to corporate. We don't have HR or anything like that.
Right.
But if I work at a new place, I will have to be. They'll put like timers on your computer to make sure you're not just dicking around and stuff. But I was thinking realistically, I could set up another laptop next to my laptop.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And then just kind of do two jobs during the day. Some people do that and just make
bank. I bet they do. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, you're moving the entire day, I'm sure. Like, no breaks. You must be just, like, you know, plowing ahead. But it's 8 hours, and then you're doubling up on your pay. But I don't know if they have ways to crack down on that now, too. They might.
Yeah, I don't know. This new job I have, they, you know, it's fast-paced. Like, apparently you're, you know, you got multiple computer monitors you're working at the same time, and it's heavy calls. You know, they're calling you. You're not, it's not one of those things. I'm not a telemarketer. I'm an agent, you know, so I think I got 8 weeks of training, you know, but paid training. So there you go.
That's what's up. And I mean,
it's decent money for Patreon. The hourly's not bad. You know what I mean? So
sales. Yeah, sales. You can make a bunch of money. And I was asking people just like, hey, you know, sending text messages out like, hey, I'm looking for a real job. If anybody knows of anything, let me know. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, you know, people are obviously like, well, what do you want to do?
Right.
And I'm just like, I don't know.
Make money.
Yeah. I don't care. I mean, it's your job. It doesn't have to, you don't have to like your job.
It's ideal, but sometimes you just want to pay the bills.
Look, I like this part of the job here, right?
Yeah.
When I used to just do my podcast, that was fun. It was still work, though. I mean, you know, it's not even work that you were paid for. So it's not just coming in and you know, I still have to work on, even now doing a podcast is a pain in the ass, you know. Mm-hmm. But once it becomes work, it ain't fun anymore.
Right.
And I used to like the idea of it. Oh, I'll do it whenever I want. And it's kind of like a hobby. And now that radio, I'm thrilled to be here. I can't believe I made it sitting here right now.
I know.
Seven years ago, I would have never thought I'd actually done it, but I did it. So that's why I'm like, I don't want to quit because I'm so, you know, I'm so close now. And it's fun doing this. It's, you know, I'll work off the clock, whatever. It don't matter. You know, but if I don't have a home to work from home, you know, that's going to be an issue. But it doesn't matter. Like, I don't care what I do. I just want to make money. It's going to suck. You're literally selling part of your life for money. That's what the deal is. So I don't, you know, what do you want to do? I don't care. And sales seems like the best way to do that, especially if you find something that sells itself like you're doing. So what I'm saying is, in a few months, I might be asking for a recommendation to come work with you at the.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I didn't just go blindly. I sat and I talked and you know, with a buddy, and he gave me the whole rundown and all that. And so, yeah, I mean, I kind of know what I'm getting into. And it's funny because when I was when they were interviewing me, I was so honest, and they said, "So why do you want to work here?" You know, and I could have gave the stock, you know, I'm really excited about where the company's going and I feel like I could be an asset. No. Nope. I told her straight up. I said, oh, I want to make money. And I know there's potential to make good money with you guys. And I really want to make some good money. I'm getting married. I want to buy a house. I mean, there's so many things that I want to do with money. And I think that is a good chance with you guys, I could make good money. And she's like, yeah, you can definitely make good money. And I appreciate that answer. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to BS you. I'm here to make money. And when I go there, I'm not going there to socialize. I'm not going there to win brownie points. I'm clocking in. I'm getting to my cubicle and daddy's trying to make money.
Yeah. I mean, on the surface, that seems like a bad answer. And it probably isn't the best answer for an interview because obviously you want to act like you care about your job. I don't know why you have to care about your job.
No.
As long as you're good at it. I mean, it's
just,
like,
just be reliable and be good.
It's like a Stockholm syndrome. Like, they want you to love them for employing you. It's like, I'm dying. I'm on a clock. Uh-huh. And I'm giving you some of my time because I want to buy stuff on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's all this relationship is. Don't get it twisted. We're not friends. I don't want to be friends with you. Just, I'll give you time and I'll do, you know, you obviously have to do a good job. You can't just like, you know, not do your job or whatever and just show up. You have to do your job. You have to do it well.
Yeah.
But you don't need to, I care about the future of the company. My performance and doing a good job will take care of that. I don't care about your company. I honestly hope it burns to the ground. If I'm being quite honest, I hate it. But this is the arrangement. Uh-huh. And why can't it just be that? Well, you got to wow them. And actually, I don't know if it is anymore because there's so many jobs out there with COVID. I don't know how people are living, but there's so many jobs out there because of COVID that aren't filled. Like people they're desperate for people.
Yeah, man.
They hire anybody. My lady, Julia, she came over last night before the show crying.
Oh, no.
She works doing recruiting and it's like a very special, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's very specialized clientele that she has. These big corporations that have her go headhunt talent.
Right.
She's really good at it. She makes a lot of money doing this job, but it's driving her insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the point of tears. And she doesn't have any help. They hire these kids that are 22 years old. And they go, I have bipolar, so I can't show up this day. And they, one of them told her, I didn't know what to do. Nobody told me what to do, so I literally haven't done anything for 3 months. Like, she's their boss.
Right. And,
but they just don't have anybody to do the job. So they just hire these, almost cursed, they just hire these idiots. These dipheads that just don't do it. And then they cycle through them. So she's pulling all the weight on this team because they can't find anybody reliable.
Yeah.
But she's making so much money that she can't.
Yeah.
There was this one chick that that worked with her. And I guess it was like technically a VP or whatever. They have a bunch of VPs at her company. But she worked there like a decade or 15 years and retired. Just bought a $120,000 Tesla.
Okay.
So I'm like, I gave her the spiel. Like, you're selling your time, okay?
Right.
But if you can be done in 15 years and retire by 45, I mean, you got the rest of, you got 25 years to have fun and go to parks and, you know, go to restaurants. I mean, that sounds pretty good because a lot of people work till they die. So I know
that's what
sucks,
I'll do.
I mean, me too. Fine. At this point, but yeah.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you want to support Will and I, maybe having a future at something, I don't know. Go download, subscribe both podcasts, hmbradio.com is Will's podcast. And of course, the Johnny B sides or Johnny B sides, I think it's technically. You can go subscribe. I'll do another episode tonight when I'm done with this show. And release it onto all the platforms that you get podcasts on. So you just go get it. It'll be fun. Of course, I'll send links up. I have the Johnny B sides on Facebook. You can go follow that page. I post it on there. And, of course, the Johnny B Show Twitter at Johnny B Show. I post on there also. I'm like Will was saying, we do all of this work really just to put content out there for you guys. I don't make anything on my podcast. I lose money every month on it. I lose money on my website. At this point, this is a labor of love. That's why we have to work day jobs, you know. So, and that's most people in radio have to work two jobs. We're not like unique when it comes to that. So
it's criminal. Frankly, but yeah, that's just what the deal is. I don't know. And I don't know is there a wealth of people that want to do this job anymore? I don't know. Yeah.
I get people all the time asking me how can I get into radio? And I go, don't do that. You know, and I'm not trying to be a dick when I tell people this. I'm just trying to save them so much time and pain. Can they make it? Sure. The chances though, like, are so slim. Not only do you have to be really talented usually, but you have to, you know, be at the right place, the right time, know how to network, be with the right people. You know what I mean? Like, you could be super talented, but if you're not, you know, intertwining with the right, you know, group of people that want to help you be successful or want to bring you along with them on their journey, you know what I mean? Then it's tough. It could be a tough, tough road. You know, you get somebody like John Sinning, you know, if he was at another station somewhere, you know, in another, you know, town, another company, he might be doing what we're doing, grinding at night right now, you know, but he networked, he worked his ass off in this building, got himself into a great situation with Drew. And now look, you know what I mean? That's very hard to do. It's tough. It's a tough, tough road.
And that's what I was saying earlier. Like, I can't believe that I'm sitting here, you know, because a lot of people do want to be here. And I was, you know, lucky enough or right place, right time, worked hard enough to sit here. So it is kind of an honor at the same time to be on a station with this lineup.
Yes.
That we have. I mean, this is, I think I told you a while ago when I was kind of looking around just to see what else was out there as far as radio goes. And I looked for, you know, different, you know, whatever, just any positions that were open. And whenever I would see a station and the show that they were hiring for, I would listen to that show for a little while.
Right.
And it's shockingly bad.
Yeah.
I mean, really bad. And, you know, I can't believe that this station even exists. And it's like, if you go to a place like that, chances are, if we move somewhere, okay, you're going to have 20 minutes of talk time, an hour at best. And then you're going to have to play Rage Against the Machine for, you know, 40 minutes. And that sounds miserable. I mean, you can't, you can do news talk, but you're going to be strictly talking about news. You can do AM conservative talk radio. Now, you can make money doing that. That's where the real money is. But even that, I mean, how many people are, I'm sure those spots are slim to none, too. Because they just play the big dogs. Up top of being annoying. It's like, it's Hannity and Limbaugh's not there anymore. I don't know who took his place, but I'm sure somebody did. You know, and those are played just across the country.